What's the matter, my dear?
I suddenly felt awful, hearing you all laughing again and remembering what fun we used to have. Oh, I went back long before that holiday in Cumberland, to other holidays and times, to when you were all very little, and before that, when everything was beginning for us. I don't know what you tell those students of yours, Robert, but I'd like to tell them something. The truth, for once. The real truth.
And what's that, Isabel?
That everything just gets worse and worse. And it's time we stop pretending it doesn't. Oh, I'm not just thinking about being short of things and having rations and queuing up. But when we were young, up to 1914, the world was sensible and safe and kind. And even if people didn't have much money, they had most of the things they wanted. They could be happy in a simple, easy way, because life seemed good. Oh, the very roads and the grass and the trees and the lilac in the spring were different then, and you could notice and enjoy everything and be quiet and peaceful. And then afterwards, after those years of great black casualty lists every day, it was never the same again. Never the same. But it wasn't too bad. We still didn't know all the horrors and the cruelties and the miseries. And you could go away for real holidays, and the children were such fun. But then everything got worse and worse. And look at us now. Just look at us. With only a few years more and all the colour and fun and life gone forever. I tell you, it's heartbreaking.
Oh, Mother, you're not fair. It's just because you're not interested, so you make it all seem dull and grey to yourself.
No, Dinah. You don't understand what I'm talking about. You're too young. Much too young.
And Mother's quite right.
What? Just because she's talking like any elderly member of a decayed middle class?
Oh, don't talk that pompous, inhuman rubbish to me, Jean. I'm being real now. Not quoting books, but talking about real life and what I feel here.